before they left. So after I yelled and screamed and telling him why it wasn't coming on favour 11,
well, folks, it is Thursday evening in Hubbard's, Nova Scotia at Cove FM. Well, it's Thursday evening everywhere. And for those of you who listen to the station on a regular basis, you know that this is when you get to listen to Money Matters with Marianne. And for those of you who might be tuning in for the first time, I'm Marianne. Money Matters is a show with a bit of a twist. All my songs have a money-related theme, and I sprinkle in financial advice throughout the show to help you have happier, healthier finances. So, what do we have coming up this evening? I'm going to be talking about credit cards. I'm going to talk about five ways that you can save money using credit cards. Yes, that's what I said, save money. I'm going to talk about the hidden charges. And I'm going to end the show off by talking about the money paradox. So that's what we have coming up with me speaking, but we also have some really great tunes lined up to keep you rocking and rolling on this beautiful Thursday evening. For those of you that are listening and not in the ocean swimming or doing some other fun summer activity in our last few weeks of summer, don't despair. That just means that we have an amazing fall following, and there'll be lots of great weather to enjoy for the next month or two. So just because summer ends doesn't mean we can't still have fun. So I'm going to start the show off with a little joke, just to break the ice out there. And in keeping with the credit card theme, here we go. All right, I received a letter saying I would not be given the American Express credit card I'd requested because my income wasn't substantial enough. Oddly enough, I worked for American Express. Okay, so I thought that was relevant and cute, and there you go, now I shared it. All right, so a couple of tunes coming up. Now, just in case you didn't know, and for those of you that do know, if you have a song you would like me to play, it does have to have some kind of a money-related theme, and you can call that in to me at the request line, 902-858-2077, or you can pop on your phone or computer and send an email to studio@covefm.com. So, got a song you're just burning to hear, let me know, and I will get it on for you this evening if I can. So coming up, we're going to kick things off with If I Had $1 Million, so we can all live in that little dream for a while, and followed up by The Glamorous Life, which is well connected to If I Had $1 Million. So enjoy these couple of tunes, and I'll be back. I can't hear you, sorry.
You could help me, wouldn't be that hard. If I had $1 million.
Maybe we could put a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
You know, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there would be foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Oh, yeah.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a fur coat, but not a real fur coat, that's cruel. And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an
exotic pet.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Like a lamb or an emu. And if I had $1 million, if I had $1 million, well, I'd buy John Merrick's remains and all them crazy elephant bones. And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art,
a Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
If I had $1 million.
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 I'd be rich.
Thank you.
You're listening to 88.7 Cove FM.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ouellette. Join me Monday evenings starting at 6 p.m. for Bobby's Monday Mix. I'll be playing all your favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. That's Bobby's Monday Mix, Monday evenings starting at 6 p.m. on 88.7 Cove FM.
And I'm back, and you're listening to Money Matters with Mary Ann. And boy, it is hot in the studio tonight because it is hot outside. We're having a nice little heat wave here in the coming into the end of August. All right, so we're going to move on to the lessons learned segment. So this is where I share little tidbits of information that came up or experiences that came up over the week, throughout the week. And I just want to say two things that maybe you've heard me say before that bear repeating every once in a while. First of all, who am I and why am I telling you about financial, giving you financial advice on the radio? I am a licensed insolvency trustee / financial counselor. And basically every day I meet with people who are having financial challenges and I help them find solutions. And so this was a great opportunity for me to provide some free advice to our listeners, because let's face it, it's a crazy money world out there, and I think we can all use a little advice now and then. What was the other thing I was going to say? I don't know. I'll remember as I'm talking here in a second. Oh, yes, right. Disclaimer. Should disclaim. So you should never take my advice and run with it and do exactly what I say or, use it to find solutions without seeking independent financial advice, because everybody's situation is a little bit different and it definitely pays to talk to someone, give them the full details of your situation so that you can get the best advice for you. But some things I share are relatively simple and you can incorporate them. Okay, that's my disclaimer and my intro. So a couple things came up this week that I thought were worth sharing. So the first one is, the cost of bankruptcy is based on your income, not the amount owing. And so this came up because I actually had a couple of people this week who are going through bankruptcy or considering bankruptcy, and they mistakenly thought that the cost for bankruptcy, and yes, there's a cost, and I've talked about that in previous shows, and it does depend on your situation. They thought that the cost was related to the amount of money that they owed, and it is not. There's a basic fee that everybody pays, depending on your income, if you're below a certain level, and if you go over a certain level, you pay more, and that's because you are considered to be in a position to pay more in to your creditors, which leads me to the second myth, and that is if you go bankrupt, your creditors don't get anything, which is also not true. If you have nothing, then they may have to write off the entire debt, but if you have something, again, that can be explained individually, sometimes your creditors do get something at the end. Okay, that was the first one. The second one, debt is not prejudice. Okay, so this came up, so I have two sub comments here. So some people rely on credit to make ends meet. So that would be your low income, not enough money to get by, relying on your credit card to put gas in your car, put food on the table, and basically just, you know, supplementing your income so that you can live a basic life. However, debt also gives you a false sense that you can do anything. And what I've seen is that the high income earners are using it because the mentality is, I make good money, I should be able to enjoy all the things I want to enjoy. But when that starts going above your income, you start using credit with the assumption that, well, we can make the payments. And that's a dangerous thought process, and the reason why most people walk through my door. Because if you haven't heard me say this before, life happens all the time to all of us. And so when life happens and things change, all of a sudden your wonderful plan isn't so wonderful anymore and things can come crashing down. So debt is not prejudice. Getting into financial difficulty is not prejudice. Both low income and high income earners can find themselves in the exact same situation. Okay, so that is the lessons learned part. So I'm going to flip over now, and I want to talk about the hidden credit card charges. Speaking of credit cards and getting in over your head. All right, so a fellow blogger shared a recent event where he went to pay his Amex card. Hey, that tied in nicely to my joke earlier. As he usually does every month on time, and he saw this gem of a notice highlighted as he went to click the pay button. If we do not receive your minimum payment due by the payment due date, you may have to pay a late fee of up to $38. and your APRs may be increased to the penalty of 29.99%. So APR is just the interest rate that you pay. All right. So the worst, even worse than that statement is that when you start bumping the limits on your credit cards, you start getting up to the limit or worse, max out your credit, they automatically increase your interest rate. I call it the kick you when you're down scenario or syndrome, because basically you're having trouble and struggling to make your payments, your interest rate goes up, and of course we can, you know, it's a recipe for disaster. You can guess where that goes. Okay, so his initial thought was, really, for me, your loyal paying customer for over 7 years? So he did a little research and discovered basically what he'd been seeing over and over again in his line of work, so financial stuff, that this is an increasingly common way for credit card companies to make more money, and off the backs of those who are struggling most of the time, as I said. So the fees are completely legal, and they're probably in the fine print of your agreement, in your agreement that you signed or were given. So here's some other reminders to keep in mind if you're trying to stay on the good side of the credit card police and keep your interest rates low or avoid hidden fees and increases. Number one, there's four. Always, no matter what, pay at least the minimum owed on your credit cards every single month. Better yet, pay it off in full, because then you pay no interest and then you are winning the credit game. Maybe set up automatic payments so you don't lose track. Okay, number one. Number two, if you do slip up, which you will, because you're human, call your credit card companies right away. Ask them to please waive the fee for you, as you've been a loyal customer and you plan on giving them more and more of your hard-earned money over time. Typically, if you call and ask, they will waive the fee if you've been a good customer. I've had that happen to me. I've called and they've reversed the fee. If they do say no, ask to speak to a manager and then repeat. And if the manager says no, hang up, call back and try again. And I have given that advice over and over, and you would be amazed at how often that works, because you get a different person. Okay, number three, make sure you're aware of all the sneaky stipulations your card can attach. So do a little research, read your agreement, or call the company and ask what additional fees can occur if you're not sure. It might make sense to start searching around for a new credit card if you don't like the terms of your existing one. And the fourth one is the most important one. Make sure you really know yourself well. If you know you're going to miss out on payments, or you have a good chance of blowing money before you've earned it, stay as far away from credit cards as you can. There are plenty of other ways to get through life without them. And despite what companies or experts say, avoiding debt is much more important than your credit score or extra rewards. And so we put a lot of emphasis on our credit score. You can have a great credit score and be in over your head with credit, in debt. So it's not always the most important thing. So don't even risk it. Okay, so if you've dealt with this and are now up to date, so basically you've had some blip on your credit and maybe you've had interest rates go up on you, but now you've caught up and you're up to date, again, call and ask for a decrease in your interest rate. I find most companies don't do it automatically. You have to ask. In fact, everyone out there, if you have a credit card and you haven't asked for them to reduce your rate, call your credit card company right now. Well, not right now, maybe after 8 p.m. Call your credit card company and ask them if there's a better rate for you, and just see what they say. 9 times out of 10, you'll get a better rate. Sometimes it means getting a different card. Okay, so that was one of the segments that I had to share with you this evening. And now you're going to stop listening to me talk and you're going to hear some songs. And I do have some request songs coming up in a little bit. I'm going to pop those in right after this one and the weather. So we're going to listen to Bill Grover and Grover Country, The Price I Paid for Love. And that's followed up by the weather. And then I will be back to talk to you again in a few moments. So enjoy.
As I sit here all alone, too lonesome to go home. The best friend that I had, I lost today. And I know by tears that burn, she'll never return. And that's the price I paid, dear, for your love. Yesterday we were sweethearts, today you say we're through. tomorrow you'll be loving someone new. Yesterday we were sweethearts, today you say we're through. Tomorrow I'll be crying over you. On the way up to my room, nobody needs me in my room. Best friend that I had just went away, and I hope that she will see the heartache she caused me. That's the price I paid, dear, for your love. Yesterday we were sweethearts, today you say you're through. Tomorrow you'll be loving someone new. Yesterday we were sweethearts, today you say we're through. Tomorrow I'll be crying over you. Tomorrow I'll be crying.
Want the community to know about your business? Advertise in the Masthead News, your community newspaper. Reach out to 15,207 homes and more. Call 902-857-9099 now.
Cove FM Weather.
Cove FM Weather is brought to you by Chester Golf Club. Enjoy the magic of a classic golf course in a seaside setting.
For Thursday night, a few clouds, increasing cloudiness after midnight, and a low of 12 degrees. For Friday, sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon, wind becoming west, 20 kilometers an hour in the afternoon, and a high of 24 with a humidex of 29 and a UV index of 7 or high. For Friday night, clear, wind west, 20 kilometers an hour, becoming light in the evening, and a low of 12 except for 6 in low-lying areas. For Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 20. And for Sunday, sunny with a high of 21. Currently, it's 20 degrees at Cove FM.
You can check the weather anytime online at covefm.com.
Pardon me, I need to pass a road. Could you wrap it in some paper? For a long time, I forgot how much he loved him. So now I make sure I bring some home. I'll buy her rose
And that was I'll Buy Her Roses by Eddie Foster. That first song I played was just so sad, I had to follow it up with a nice, sweet song. All right, I am back, and I have a request song. So I'd like to give a shout-out to my family who's hanging out at my mom's, and I got a call from big brother Jamie. So Jamie and I are the bookend kids. He's on one end of the spectrum. I'm on the other. There's 8 kids and 20 years between us. So pretty excited that you're home for a visit and looking forward to seeing you again before you go back. So Jamie wanted to hear Money, That's What I Want, and I do have that. A couple versions. Rolling Stones was one, Beatles was not. So I'm going to get that song on for you. And I just might have another song to play for you all before the show is over. So enjoy the Rolling Stones, Money, That's What I Want. And then I'll be back to talk about 5 ways to save money by using a credit card.
Your next meeting at the Chester Golf Club. The group meeting room located above the pro shop is designed to be the perfect location for business meetings, followed by an afternoon of golf and a great meal. The room can be divided to provide breakout discussion areas, and catering service from the clubhouse is available. The room features an LCD projector and a large screen, a PA system, and conference call capability. The space is ideal for small, intimate gatherings, as well as larger meetings accommodating up to 100 people. Call 902-275-4543 for more information or to book your meeting.
Money, that's what I want. That's what we all want, isn't it? Well, stay tuned because I'm going to talk about the paradox of money at the end of the show. And maybe it's not exactly what we want. All right, so, there we go. So my mom's listening to the show, I assume, because my family's listening at my mom's. And so I've been very conscious about trying not to say. Because I can almost guarantee you, and I'm betting you all sitting at my mom's house, that mom has pointed out at least once where I've done that. So I'm going to try really, really hard not to do that for the rest of the show. It's not that I do it very often, but sometimes one slips in there. Okay, so 5 ways to save money by using a credit card. Credit cards are more than just a backup plan. There is no doubt that you need to be careful with credit cards. There are people of all ages throughout Canada struggling with credit card debt, and I can certainly attest to that, in the thousands or tens of thousands. And if you start missing payments, your credit score will be in danger, which will affect your ability to acquire assets and maybe even limit your employment options. It's amazing what our credit rating is tied to these days. However, credit cards are not inherently bad. Money mismanagement is, and the two don't necessarily go hand in hand. If you're conscientious about how you use your money, you can actually save money by taking advantage of credit cards. Instead of battling to pay installments, you can live the lifestyle you choose without letting the debt ever get out of hand. So I always say that there's a thin line between financial strategy and financial disaster. And we all walk it a little bit, but sometimes the scales get tipped and you may fall over into the financial disaster side. If you just fall off, you can get back up again. But sometimes the fall is hard and deep and it's hard to get back on track. So here's five ways you can save money by using a credit card. Number one, remember, thin line, financial strategy, financial disaster. Transfer your balance to a 0% APR credit card. So APR is just the annual percentage rate. So a 0% rate credit card. If you are already carrying credit card debt, so you already have balances, there is a simple way to get out of paying crippling interest. Many credit card companies offer a 0% rate, and they're willing to take on your balance if you can pay your balance off during the time period, which is usually about 12 months, you will potentially save hundreds of dollars. Now, what I've seen lately is they're charging fees on balance transfers because this is happening because it's a good strategy. So the credit card companies are going, we're losing money here because you're not paying our interest because you're transferring it over to that company. So we're going to charge you a rate to transfer it. So just do the math. Oftentimes it makes sense to do it and you still save money. Number two, take interest-free loans for big purchases. In an ideal world, we would only buy things once we had the money saved up. However, life happens and often you'll find yourself in need of an unexpected outlay. Say, for example, that your refrigerator breaks and it's irreparable. It's the sort of expense that can't wait and it may not be in your budget that day. In fact, a friend of mine, her washer machine went and you pretty much, you got a family, need a washing machine. She had to go out and buy one that day. So with credit card companies offering 0% for the first year, not just on transferred balances, you can essentially take a no interest loan for that first year. And so one of the cards that was cited in a post I was reading was Canadian Tire MasterCard as having that deal on. But you just do a little search online and say 0% credit cards and you check it out. Number three, get a cashback card and save. I think we all pretty much know about cashback cards. I know lots of people who have them. Those who are financially conscientious and diligent about paying off their debt every month can benefit hugely from a cashback card. There are options that give you a flat rate on all purchases as long as you use your credit card. If you're paying it off monthly, you'll receive the cashback benefits without there being an offset of interest. So again, really this works best if you don't pay interest, pay it off in full every month. If you do carry a bit of a balance and pay interest, it's going to diminish the benefit, but at some point it can overtake the benefit and won't be beneficial anymore. So definitely if you're carrying a balance, do the math, keep track, and make sure that it makes sense. Number four, get travel rewards. Pretty much the same as the previous one, except instead of cash back, it's travel rewards. So one system of rewards that's been around for ages is that, the accumulation of travel miles. And if you're an avid traveler, these miles will help you get around the world. So not only do travel reward cards give you free miles, but many also let you use points for hotels and rentals. And so a couple cards that popped up on that topic were the PC Financial MasterCard, which, by the way, is going back to CIBC. I just did a blog on that. And the Canadian Tire MasterCard. All right, last but not least, sign up bonuses. Finally, something you should take into account when looking for a credit card provider is whether they offer sign up bonuses. These range from cash back to hotel stays and even air miles. They will come with conditions, for example, that you use a certain percentage of your available credit. After all, they do want you to use the credit. And if you're able to navigate the system so that you meet the requirements while paying off your card. Again, it all comes down to paying the card off, because if you're paying interest, you're going to diminish all of these benefits and all of these rewards. So hopefully you're taking advantage of some, if not all of those, on any credit cards that you do have and that you are paying off the balances in full every month. But if you're not, you just keep listening to my show because I'm always sharing advice on how you can get out from under the credit trap. And the last thing we're going to talk about a little bit later before we end off the show is the paradox of money. So stay tuned for that. All right, enough of me talking. I think we need some tunes. What do you think? So I got two tunes coming up for you. I have. Sorry, Mom. Did you pick up on that? Hopefully not. Gonna Buy Me a Dog by the Monkees. It's just a fun song. I really like it. And Put Your Mouth Where the Money Is by Sailor. So enjoy these couple of tunes. And Community Calendar is coming up as well. And then I'll be back with some closing comments as we start to wind down the show. All right, so thanks for tuning in to Money Matters with Marianne. I'm Marianne. We're going to some music, and I will be back.
Now?
So dry.
You know my girl... Now? Yeah. You know my girl just called me up, and she woke me from my sleep. Nice. I heard the things she said. You know she hurt my feelings deep. I'm gonna buy me a dog. Cause I need a friend now. I'm gonna buy me a dog. My girl, no love, no how.
Don't ruin my song. It's the only song I have. Where's the verse? She used to bring me my newspaper.
Cause she knew where it was at. She used to keep me so contented. But I can teach you talk to do that. I'm gonna buy me a dog. Cause I need a friend now. Now, I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog.
My girl, no love, no how. 1, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hike! Hike. Oh, Zulus? I wish I had a glass of water. No, I want to see if my neck leaks. I'd buy a raccoon, but John already has one. What do I come in? Okay. I'm gonna buy me a dog. A dog. Cause I need a friend now. Yeah. Boop, boop, shabop, bop, ram-a-lam. I'm gonna buy me a dog. What, my girl don't let me know how. How?
How now, brown cow?
I think I'm going to buy me a dog. Yes, sir. I'm going to buy me a dog. If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm going to buy, I think dog would be the word. It would be dog. That would come springing from my lips. Dog. Boing, boing, boing. It would be springing from my
lips. I love that song.
With that Iron Man begins, gonna challenge the town, the man you can't knock down. But Danny Becker's gonna try, for his needs are kinda high, so he's gonna take on that Iron Man tonight. Come and get your money, it's $100 around. Put your mouth where the money is tonight. Lots and lots of money. Where the conversation's slow, there is Iron Man McGinn. He's always on to win. He got his name in Idaho, where upon a single blow, he knocked the door off the Mallard City Jail. $100 around. Put your mouth where the money is tonight. she handicapped again by slipping Mickey's in his gin. And so the mind of Iron Man rust away like iron can. But Danny Becker's the winner here tonight.
Community owned and operated, this is 88.7 Cove FM. Here is the 88.7 Cove FM Community Calendar.
Cove FM. On Sunday, September 3rd, a crib tournament will be held at the 40s Community Center, 1787 40s Road in New Ross. Doors open at 12 noon, registration at 12:30, play starts at 1. There will be a canteen available and is wheelchair accessible. Cost is $20 per team. And if you'd like more info, call 902-689-2147.
If you have a community event that you would like included in the Cove FM community calendar, please send the details to info@covefm.com.
What? My finger didn't slip there at all. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, I am back. And we have another request song because I got a call from very lovely Val. That would be Jamie's wife. Very lovely, lovely wife for putting up with Jamie. I mean, no, what am I saying? That's just crazy talk. He's easy to put up with, isn't he? So Val would like to hear Money, Money, Money by ABBA. And I think Jamie mentioned that one too. It's one of my favorite songs and it is definitely on the playlist. So enjoy this song and I'll be back right after.
Money, 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 must be funny in the rich man's world.
And I am back. And I'm not pausing because I have to click a button or anything crazy like that. All right, so if you don't know, you are listening to Money Matters with Mary Ann, and I am Mary Ann, and we've been having fun hanging out tonight listening to Money Tunes and sharing some financial advice. So I said the last piece that I wanted to talk about is the paradox of money. So these are just basically kind of your sayings about money. For example, healthy is better than wealthy. I don't think that anybody would argue with that, because if you don't have your health, does it really matter how much money you have? Maybe, but only to the extent that you would want to use it to get healthier. Otherwise, it's not going to mean a whole lot, is it? Maybe to your kids, because they'll end up with it. All right, that was number one. Number two, relationships are better than riches. Again, would anyone argue that? And I got a whole slew of family hanging out in one spot that I know would not argue with that. And so I heard this little saying when I was just doing a little research online, which I thought was really cool. And it was this guy telling a story, and you know, he got called in someone's office and they gave him some words of wisdom, and he was about to have his first child and start a family. And so this very, very wise person said to him, "All your children want is your time," and went on to say that he didn't need to buy them tons of toys or take them to Disney every year. Just give them your attention, and deep down, that's what they really want and need. And I really wanted to share that, because I find that we just kind of go overboard in what we, in terms of buying and giving. And I see a lot of people in my office because they want to give so much to their kids. But when you start giving to the point that you can't handle that anymore, one, that's going to interfere with your family life, and two, you know, that's not what kids want. Number three, hundreds of thousands of dollars do not bring you happiness. It's what you do with the money or the time that matters and brings you the happiness, right? And we know that. I did a little segment on that in a previous show. The real secret to wealth, this is it. Listen up. It's very important. It's a secret to wealth. Spend less than you make, period. That's it. Spend less than you make, period. If you're spending more than you make, you're borrowing someone else's money and you're making them rich. So you got to stop that cycle. So the paradox of money is that none of what I've mentioned requires money. You don't need money to be healthy. You certainly don't need it to spend time with your family. So where does money fit into all of this? To get money, we must trade our time. You can always earn more money, but you can't change your expiration date. And this is the paradox of money. It's simultaneously the most and least important part of life. So while you don't need money to be happy or healthy, it does buy time. And once you have time, you can structure your life optimally. The real goal is this: save enough money so that you don't have to worry about money. Money's not the end, it's the start. So I came up with this little idea when I was planning the show out, and I thought, what advice would you give to your younger self? And here's the advice that I would give to me. Mary Ann, spend less time at the bars and put more money aside. Seriously, the Misty Moon took most of my teenage year money when I was of legal drinking age. Of course, Mom, listen. All right, Mary Ann, buy a piece of land on the water. Well, you can. It's a great investment. What else? I would never have bought a brand new car. Never, ever, ever. I haven't since. One time, 1987, didn't do it again. I would have called my credit card company and asked them to not increase my limit. Back then, they increased them without asking, and I would have called them and said, please decrease it down to where it was, and I would have paid my credit cards in full every month. I would not have accepted offers of additional credit cards, and I would have canceled my credit when I consolidated them all. I would have learned to live within a spending plan way earlier than I did. Today, I do that all the time, have for years. It gives me a great sense of peace that I have control over my money, even when had periods where there wasn't quite enough. And I would have saved money to weather a storm. Savings are so vitally important, but we don't think about that when we're young because we are indestructible, right? So what advice would you give to your younger self about money? Well, that, folks, concludes my show, because we are just coming up to the hour. So I would like to thank everybody out there for tuning in. I have thoroughly enjoyed spending this hour with you. I hope that I've given you some tidbits to think about as you go about the rest of your evening and weekend and into next week. And I hope that you will hang out with me next Thursday evening again as we do it all again. Money songs, money advice, and just have some fun. So to end things off, we're going to let Monty Python sing us out. Enjoy this last little ditty, and I'll be back next week. So have a glorious Thursday evening. Enjoy this weekend. It's supposed to be fabulous. And spend time with friends and family and those that you love, and find inexpensive things to do that will bring you joy. That's my homework for you. Wishing you all happy, healthy finances. See you next week.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing like a newly minted pound. Everyone must hanker for the bushness of a banker. It's accountancy that waits the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go round.